Danger of resisting the gospel call. The destruction of Jerusalem is a solemn warning to all who are resisting the pleadings of divine mercy. The Savior's prophecy concerning judgments upon Jerusalem is to have another fulfillment. In the fate of the chosen city, we behold the doom of a world that has rejected God's mercy and trampled upon His law. Dark are the records of human misery that earth has witnessed. Terrible have been the results of rejecting the authority of heaven. But a scene yet darker is presented in the revelations of the future. When the restraining Spirit of God shall be wholly withdrawn, no longer to hold in check the outburst of human passion and satanic wrath, the world will behold, as never before, the results of Satan's rule. In that day, as in Jerusalem's destruction, God's people will be delivered. See, Christ will come the second time to gather His faithful ones to Himself. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Let men beware lest they neglect the words of Christ. As He warned His disciples of Jerusalem's destruction that they might make their escape, so He has warned the world of the day of final destruction. All who will may flee from the wrath to come. There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. See also, watch ye therefore, are Christ's words of admonition. They that heed the warning shall not be left in darkness. The world is no more ready to credit the message for this time than were the Jews to receive the Savior's warning concerning Jerusalem. Come when it may, the day of God will come unawares to the ungodly. When life is going on in its unvarying round, when men are absorbed in pleasure, in business, in money-making, when religious leaders are magnifying the world's progress, and people are lulled in a false security, then, as the midnight thief steals within the unguarded dwelling, so shall sudden destruction come upon the careless and ungodly, and they shall not escape. See.